As promised, we are joined right now by a safety for the Buffalo Bills. He had four tackles. He had a forced fumble in Sunday's win. Fourth season with the Bills. An All-American and a first-team All-Pac-12 player at Oregon State. He was the 218th pick overall back in 2013. The Bills earned first at 1-0 in the AFC East, and they are at Miami on Sunday. That is a 1 p.m. Eastern game on CBS. Jordan Poyter is my guest. Jordan, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I know you're already focused on Miami on Sunday, but if you could take me back to last Sunday for a moment, I want to ask you about one play. You made an enormous play early in the fourth. You forced a fumble on a screen pass. You were walking up to the line before the ball was even snapped. What were you seeing before and after the snap on that play? Let me jump in here. Adam, pick him up really quick. Jordan Poyter is my guest. I want to make sure we can reconnect that. I don't want to lose that opportunity. Buffalo Bills safety, Jordan Poyter joining us. The connection's not that good. And I want to make sure that it is so we have the conversation that we're looking to have. Bills picking up that win in their first week. They've got a matchup with Miami on Sunday. It is a CBS game. The NFL on CBS gets underway at 12 noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. And I'm going to be a part of that program from California. And we go back. Jordan, sorry about that. I want to make sure that we had a good connection. So you were talking about that play and what you saw. Let me ask you this. You reacted so quickly on that play to read it and snuff it out and force the fumble. Like, how satisfying is it when you read a play properly, you know it's going to be bang, bang, and then you're able to make that play and force the turnover?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's extremely satisfying. You know, you work extremely hard throughout the week to prepare yourself to execute at a high level on Sundays. And, you know, whenever you're out there making plays, it's always fun. So, you know, it was just good to go out there and get our first victory and start the season off right. So, you know, it was a fun day for the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills 1-0. Jordan Poyter, my guest. I've heard you talk about this quite a bit, the notion of doing your 1/11th. For those who do not know, what is it about that, and why is that mindset so important to you?
Yeah, you know, just everybody has a job, a specific job within each play. And, you know, it's basically just, you know, not getting out of character, not trying to do too much, just do your job on that specific play. And you know, that's when the plays come to you. You know, when you got 11 guys on the defense, you know, doing their job, whether it's staying in the A-gap or coming down and having to force a run and not getting nosy, you know, that's kind of what doing your 1/11th is just doing your job and make the plays there when they're meant to be made.
All right, so if everybody's doing their own job and nobody tries to do too much, good things happen. As a defense, you held the Jets to a total of 254 yards and just 15 first downs, and you forced a pair of turnovers. Like, how special is this defense, and what is the ceiling for this group?
Yeah, I mean, these guys, we work extremely hard, man. You know, from the offseason, coming into the season, you know, we met up as a defense in the offseason. I know the offense met up in Florida in the offseason. You know, our defense met up in D.C. in the offseason, and, you know, just the gel that we have, you know, the connection that we have with each other, the bond that we have, you know, and just the work ethic that all the guys have. We understand that the sky's the limit for us. You know, we still feel like we're slept on around the league a little bit, so we've got a lot to prove this year. So we want to continue to work and continue to grind and you know, one day at a time, one week at a time, one game at a time. But, you know, we have goals of our own.
Jordan Poyter is my guest. I'm glad you brought that up. Like, as a defense, a number of guys on that unit met up in Virginia in the offseason. How did the idea come to be, and what was that experience like, especially during the pandemic?
Yeah, you know, we saw the offense kind of do it when they met up in Miami, so we thought it'd be a good idea, you know, that we did it. And so it was kind of just talk amongst ourselves within, you know, probably the week leading up to it. And, you know, we had everybody, most of the guys were down to do it, and, you know, Josh Norman lived out that way, so we had some people stay at his house. Got a couple of hotels for younger guys. And it was just cool to go out there and bond with the guys. And we're out there from like a Monday to a Friday or something like that. So, you know, obviously with the pandemic, couldn't do too much. But we just hung out, you know, went out and got work done on the field. Went paintballing one day. Had a volleyball tournament. That got actually really heated, you know, competition-wise the next day. So it was cool to see getting guys coming out all different places, and linking up right before the season started to show, you know, show how much the guys care.
talking to Jordan Poyer, I would imagine Jordan, especially in the offseason, as unusual as that was, I mean, when most of the communication's being done online, how valuable was it to physically be in the same space, connect with each other, and not only do football things, but anything related to anything, just to share that same physical space?
100%. I mean, that was an experience that I'll probably cherish and I'll remember for the rest of my life, you know, because it's unusual, you know, obviously during the pandemic and during the virus, and then, you know, coming into a season with a whole lot of uncertainty, just, you know, we were all kind of uncertain in the offseason, just to be able to, you know, get guys on the same page and come out there and, you know, not even, like I said, I was saying, doing an interview earlier, you know, not even connect on a football level, but connect on a personal level, you know, some of those guys that, you know, you hadn't met before or you've seen, you know, you've just seen on Zoom meetings and now you're able to connect them on a personal, more personal level. You know, I definitely think that carries over onto the football field on Sunday, being able to connect off the field, you know, I believe carries over to the success on the field. So, you know, it was a really cool experience for a lot of the guys and a lot of the younger guys coming in, being able to see how, you know, how we work, how we run, you know, run practice and how our scout team is going to be running practice, how serious we take, you know, our walkthroughs. And so it was a good experience for everybody.
Bill, safety, Jordan Poyer breaking it down for us. Speaking of the field, I mean, as we know, there's no fan base like the Bills Mafia. You've made the point that when there are no fans in the stands, the sideline itself becomes the 12th man. How important is it for the sideline to bring that juice in a situation like that?
Yeah, obviously you said it, man. No fans in the field. So it's, you know, we all we got and we all we need mentality. You know, just coming out there, obviously on the road, it might be a little different, but, you know, we got to have everybody, our 12th man on the sideline. You know, it was cool. I play on a kickoff team, and so we were out there lining up for a kickoff, and, you know, nobody in the stands, but the music was playing, our sideline was jumping, and just that type of energy right there. You know, throughout the whole weekend, I didn't see that in any other football team, but, you know, just that type of energy right there is, you know, that's just the type of team we are, man. We just ride and die for each other.
Hey, Jordan, you mentioned the offense. Like, Josh Allen had a huge game Sunday, more than 300 yards passing, more than 50 yards rushing. He had three TDs. And so,
obviously, the timing probably had to get pushed a little bit faster, but those guys worked extremely hard. And you know, Josh in his third year, he's taking command of the offense, and you can tell he has a lot more control with himself and with the play calling. And so, it's fun to watch, man. It's fun to watch, and you know, it's fun to get. It was fun to get better going against that offense each day at training camp. You know, because obviously they have some weapons over there. So you got Diggs, you got Knox, you got John Brown, you got Motor. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Josh being able to take off with his legs and obviously throw the ball a mile. So they made us better. We made them better. And so, you know, it's really cool to see that offense develop.
Jordan Poyer joining us for a few more moments. And then you've got another unusual challenge this weekend in Ryan Fitzpatrick. I'm laughing because this guy's like, he's the ultimate pro, right? I mean, the guy's been so many places and won so many games and made so many plays. I know you're really familiar with him. So when you're getting ready for a guy who's played as long as he has and knows scheme as well as he does, what is the key to limiting him?
Yeah, you just got to limit the big plays. You know, you got to limit the big plays. You got to find ways to take the football away and give our offense a short field. But, you know, a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, you got to respect his game. He's been playing the game a long time. He's won a lot of football games. He's seen every defense played. And he's a savvy vet, and he's going to try to make all the throws. He believes he can make all the throws, which, you know, it works out good for him sometimes, and it works out good for the opposing team sometimes. So, you know, when the opportunities present themselves, we got to take advantage of them. You know, but he's got weapons around him, so you know, it's not going to be any sort of walk in the park at all. We got to come down there and execute and play well.
And Jordan, you before the season were named one of the team captains, and it seems to me like in an NFL locker room, it's a different place than almost any place in the world where you've got 53 alphas. If you're somebody who actually separates from that group in a good way like that and named a team captain, that really is an honor. What's that honor mean to you, and how much pride do you take in that role?
Yeah, man. You know, the day I was told, you know, I was captain, it was, you know, I didn't get to reflect on, you know, actually being a captain until, you know, we got off work that day about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I was driving home. And I kind of got emotional a little bit just because, like you said, you know, that's 53 guys in the locker room. You know, they all look at you and see you as somebody who is that leader. And so, you know, I've worked extremely hard to get to this point in my career. 8 years in, 7th round pick, you know, a lot of people counted me out, you know, for a long time. A lot of people still count me out, but, you know, just to be able to be in that position, I'm extremely honored, and I know with that comes a lot of responsibility. And, you know, like I said earlier, I know at this point in my career, I'm ready for that responsibility.
Yeah, Jordan, last thought. You brought this up, and you and I have talked about it in the past, but you were the 218th pick in the draft when you came out. Most guys picked there do not last in the league, let alone play 8 years, and end up being named a team captain. What do you attribute that to? Yeah, the fact that you've not only lasted but played at such a high level and were picked where you were picked. How were you able to do that?
You know, just, you know, I couldn't have done it without, obviously, one, my family. You know, the way I grew up, just, you know, never taking no for an answer. I always feel like you got to prove somebody wrong. And then, you know, just my friends, you know, guys that I've been around, you know, older guys that have taken me in, like Jim Lennon when I was young, Deshaun Gibson, the Dante Whitners, and then even to the guys that I'm around now, you know, the Micah Hyde, the Tre'Davious White. You know, those are the type of guys that make me want to play better and make me want to level up my game. And so, even you have a guy coming on after me, Christian Kirksey. Shout out to Turco, man. Me and Turco go back a long ways in our Cleveland days. You know, guys like him, I see him coming as a third-round pick, and he was younger than me, but I looked up to him, you know, and he was playing a lot more than I was, and so he was somebody, you know, that pushed me to become a player that, you know, that I am today. You know, I could thank a million people, to get to where I am today. But if I had to choose a core, obviously it'd be my mom, dad, my family, my brother, my wife, you know, obviously my daughter, and then, you know, just the core group of guys that I've been around throughout the league that have pushed me to get to where I'm at.
It's a great journey, and I can even argue that your best is in front of you, not behind you. Buffalo 1-0, they're in first in the AFC East, and they've got another big one coming up against Miami on Sunday. That is a CBS game, a safety for the Bills, Jordan Poyer. Jordan, great to have you back. I always appreciate the conversation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man. Great talking to you, Jordan. Like I said, great, great story. 218th pick back in 2013. 8 years in, playing at a high level and a team captain on a Bills defense, which is getting better and better and better. And referencing a guest who we have upcoming, Jordan is on the details. He knows what's going on.